Welcome back to the Dabpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. It's an absolutely gorgeous day outside. Birds are chirping. We're having fun in life, right? I wanted to talk a little bit today about, you know, the power of the mind and how our thoughts, you know, really become our reality. No matter if you believe in it or not, right? What we think is what's going on in our lives, right? Our greatest life we live, or our worst life we live, is from our greatest decisions over the last couple years, right? Your best choices are your reality. Rather, we want to believe that or not, it's something that can either haunt us or make us flourish. Right? And that's what I've been really learning and really focusing on the last couple years, is really controlling those thoughts and really making better choices every day to be a better dad, to be a better entrepreneur, right? To really get down and get to the root of the problem and not just kind of gloss it over. It's really something I've tried and struggled with a lot, but as I practice, guys and gals, I'm getting so much better at it and staying positive and not letting that negative live in my positive mind. This life's too short to let that negative live in that positive mind of ours, you know? So as we move through our days, right, as I move through my day especially, I have been practicing this little trick called noting, right? And it's just really just noting your thoughts, being aware of them, right? Saying, you know what, if you're important, I'll get to you later. And pushing it off to the side and not letting it sit there and dwell and then go from that negative thought to another negative thought. Instead, go from that positive thought to another positive thought and really focus on what we're grateful for, you know, the gratitude, what's good in our life, and really more than that is the task at hand, right? The task we have in front of us that we need to put our utmost attention to find a solution for that task as quick as possible so we can move on with our day, right? So it doesn't run into any of our other precious time that we need to be spending with our families, right? Because that's very important in my life, is being able to shut everything down and spending time with my sons and really giving them my all and showing up for them as a good, clear-minded dad that wants to learn from them, wants to teach them, wants to help them grow, wants to help them succeed. You know, being a dadpreneur, I work a lot and I want my business to flourish. And sometimes it takes more than the hours in the day. And I've been working on like putting that stuff behind me, right? Like once it's family time, really go for family time. Put the phone down, put the emails down. That call, that email, they can wait, right? They're not gonna die. I know we talk about communication is key, right? And it is, but we live in such a fast-paced world, I kinda need to slow down a little bit and realize that, okay, that call's not as important as me dealing with my sons right now or having fun with my sons, or going out and playing some basketball or football or throwing a ball around or swimming or whatever we may be doing to bring a smile to their face. Because when I bring a smile to their face, it truly brings a smile to my face. And they deserve that. They deserve that as we go through our life. And they deserve that as we move on and grow, right? My dad, he wasn't there, right? He wasn't there for me growing up, and that's fine, right? But what it taught me is, you know, how to be there for my children and how much they need me because of the thoughts that I had and how much I needed him and his guidance, and he wasn't there to guide me. So I figured it out on my own, and I made a lot of mistakes. And it would have been really nice to be able to have him there for guidance, right? But he wasn't, and oh well, now I'm the man that I am today. So I guess I applaud him for that, but it could have been a little, I wouldn't have made quite as many mistakes if I had a little bit of guidance, right? So as we move on, we got to put that stuff in the past, but this noting our thoughts that come into our minds, right? A thought comes in, you know, and it wants to take over our focus, and it says, hey, I'm here, and you know, you need to think about me a little bit, right? And we don't. We control. We are the controllers of our minds, you know? That's one thing that we have absolute control over. So it's not how you act, but it's how you react to problems, right? And when you have these negative thoughts in your head, and you're letting them build up and store up and not just pushing them by, it's really going to hold you back, right? It holds me back. I don't really want to tell you, you know, it's held me back. So it might help you, right? I picture it kind of as in, like, you know, traffic going by, and you're staring at a freeway, and all these thoughts are rushing by, like these cars, right? And then all of a sudden, this negative car comes by, honks his horn, and you go chasing after him. What are you gonna do? He already honked his horn, right? What are you gonna do? Stop it! You're wasting your life. I'm wasting my life chasing down these cars that I'll never catch. And even if I do catch, do I have a solution to their problem or to my problem that I have with them? Right? So it really can end up being a total, total time suck, right? And really, really take away from your day and your life. So I like to you know, practice this every day. And it's a hard thing to do, but becoming more aware throughout the day as I do this has really made a difference in my life. And really noting these thoughts, pushing them away. If it's something really important, it will come back, and it'll come back to me, right? And I'll deal with it at its appropriate time. Because we all have our appropriate times to deal with these emotions and these thoughts that are really just holding us back, right? So as we go through our days, right, become more aware, and become more aware of your thoughts, become a better choice maker, and we ultimately start living a better life. No matter what you're talking about or what you're thinking about, if we become aware, we start to live better lives, right? It's been proven throughout history. And you talk to some of the greats, but really read the books, right? And read these books of self-development and these great minds of our times, right? I'm getting so much knowledge and really putting it into action, right? Because no matter how much you read, none of it's going to matter unless you really put it into action and start practicing it on a daily basis and really getting to that next level, right? Because I don't know about you, but I want to live my level 10 life on all pillars of my life, right? We talked about building the foundation. Now the pillars are going up. Soon the walls are going to be going up, right? That we can go to the next level and the next level. And then after that, the next level, right? And just continue to grow through the process every day. getting stronger and better for our tomorrows, right? Because if we're not going forward, we're either standing still or we're worse, moving backwards. We can't move backwards, guys. We want to move forward. This is an absolutely fabulous life that we're all so blessed to live. So I'm so glad you guys are with me on this journey, and I hope you stick around, you know, every day. I'm trying to put these podcasts out. I'm trying to really get a good following to really join me on this beautiful journey that I'm starting, right? This podcast stuff, I'm very new at it. I love it. If you're still with me, I commend you. I love you guys, right? I want to grow. I want to help you grow. If you have some suggestions or possibly need some help from me, please reach out. You can find me, right? I'm not that hard to find. Look up Zach Brinkman on Facebook. That seems to be like the spot, social media, right? I'm launching my Dadpreneur Facebook page soon, and really just kind of putting all the pieces in place right now so I can create and really start to enjoy and flourish in this life. And I want you guys to flourish as well. I care about you guys. I'm going to be here for you for whatever you need. So look me up, Zach Brinkman, ZACBRINKMAN. I'm in Granite Bay, California, right? And if you enjoyed, shoot me a rating, subscribe. That's what makes this grow, and that's what gets it out to the mass. That, you know, if you felt that I dropped some value on your life today, please share me. So, this is Zach Brinkman with the Dadpreneur Podcast, and you guys have an absolutely fabulous day. I'll see you on the next one. Bye.